Good afternoon. We will enjoy a good amount of sunshine across interior New York and New England behind a cool front that passed through the region during the pre-dawn hours. The wind has now shifted to the west-northwest and becoming gusty, ushering in much lower humidity, which will make it feel comfortable, even as strong June sun makes temperatures rise through the 70s and into the lower 80s on average by the end of the afternoon. High pressure will continue to build in through the evening hours and settle overhead tonight, keeping skies partly cloudy. It'll be comfortably mild overnight with low humidity, temperatures back into the 50s. Around the backside of that high pressure center, a southerly wind flow will develop tomorrow, and this will bring the humidity back into the region throughout the day. The result will be a mix of sun and clouds, with generally dry weather and highs reaching up into the mid-80s. The next disturbance will work its way through the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes and toward us by tomorrow late afternoon, and into the evening hours will increase the chances for showers and thunderstorms. The best chance for showers and storms will be with the passage of this system on Friday night, with just the risk of a leftover shower, especially in New England, on Saturday morning. Otherwise, Saturday will feature increasing sunshine and temperatures around 80. High pressure will bring more sunshine to the region on Sunday, with mostly sunny skies in the lower 80s before the next series of disturbances approach for the early part of next week, with the risk for more showers and thunderstorms on Monday and Tuesday in the lower 80s before we go back to sunshine on Wednesday, with highs staying around the 80-degree mark. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of far southeastern Nebraska, far northeastern Kansas, northwest Missouri, and southern Iowa. Moderate to high levels of instability coupled with decent wind shear will be favorable for supercells with large hail in the first couple of hours of the storm cycle today. This is when cells are most likely to be discrete. Strong speed shear in the low levels may result in a couple of tornadoes with the more dominant supercells. As storm coverage quickly increases, the transition to a linear structure is expected as cells line out along a front. Due to this, wind damage is expected to increase toward early evening. A heavy rainfall event is expected to materialize over the upper Midwest from eastern Nebraska to Wisconsin through tonight. A potent disturbance aloft and a deepening surface low will have a plethora of deep moisture available, and the convergence along the associated front and mid-level ascent will allow for multiple thunderstorm complexes to form and bring a few inches of rain. Flood watches are already in effect for these areas. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 38 at Lake Yellowstone, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low, 55. The record high 94 set in 1947, and the record low 36 in 1980. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening 8:33 p.m., 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle to upper 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, more humid, a late-day shower or thunderstorm possible in the mid-80s, more showers and storms Friday night, and a leftover shower Saturday morning, then increasing sun Saturday afternoon with highs around 80. Mostly sunny Sunday in the lower 80s, scattered showers and storms Monday, lower 80s, the risk of a shower or storm on Tuesday in the lower 80s, and mostly sunny in the lower 80s again on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.